You have to be on page 57, okay? Page 57. What to do with poor performers? Pastor Rico was just asking me the question, how do you know when it's time to fire people? I said, sit down and listen to the next session. Okay? Unfortunately, part of leadership is making the difficult calls, okay? That someone has to go is the most difficult part of leadership. That's why I'll give you a statistic, only 30% of people want to be leaders. Did you hear that? Only 30% of people want to be leaders. Some people are in leadership positions by force. Na, ayoko naman maging leader, ba't ba ako nandito? Okay? O kaya, hanap buhay ko ito, wala akong choice. So, magli-leader-leader na lang ako. Mas hindi ako mahilig mag-leader sana. Okay? Now, I'm not talking about pastors. Oh, maybe I'm also talking about pastors, but I'm talking about in the business world. 70% of people would rather not be leaders. Ask me why. There's a price to pay. There's a burden to carry. Okay? One of them is making a decision when to fire people. Okay? So, I have here what you call the strategy of minimum regret. The three T's on how to do it. What to do with poor performers. You train, you train, and if necessary, you terminate. Okay? When I say train, you ask me, Alex, you mean all over again? I said, yes. Nag-mentor ka na, nag-coach ka, wala pa rin. What it is, it's like an audit. Just in case, just to be sure, it's not me. Just to be sure na alam mo talaga yung trabaho mo at hindi mo lang ginagawa dahil ayaw mo or tamad ka. It's not because hindi mo alam ang trabaho mo. So I want to assure myself that you really know what your job is. And the fact that you're not doing it is because of other reasons personal to you. So I will just make sure you know what your job is. So you know, the training program doesn't have to be very elaborate or very long. Sometimes it's just a 10-minute conversation with the individual to ask him or her if he or she knows what she's doing, what she's supposed to do. If the answer is yes, then yeah. But before I terminate, I usually see if I can trade, okay? But only under the following conditions. The individual is competent, but the two of you have poor chemistry. Meron ganun eh. It's just that whatever I do, I cannot inspire this person to work productively. I am the problem, okay? And she or he is the problem. Oh, the chemistry between us is the problem. We're both competent, but lalang, I mean, we don't have good chemistry. So when that happens, I look for a vacancy elsewhere where the individual might qualify and the leader there will accept. Kung wala, ano magagawa natin? I have to go to, una, using integrity, do not transfer your problematic people to others. As pastors, I know you're familiar with the Ten Commandments, but I bet you don't know the 11th. Thou shalt not transfer thy problematic people to others. Thou shalt deal with thy own people mess. Okay? It is terrible. Oh, brother, magaling tong tao ko. Kunin mo. Magaling ba talaga? Bahala sa'yo. Kunin mo. You know, bahala ka sa buhay mo pag kinuha mo. You know, you have to deal with your own people mess. That's part of leadership. And it's the most unpleasant part. But let me tell you why it is correct. When you have prayed about it, and you have done everything, meron kang performance appraisal, okay? I'll tell you how to terminate people, okay? You terminate because of performance, not because of any personal reason. So it's not personal. I know it's personal, but it's not personal. It's performance. And as much as possible, preserve the relationship, okay? Now, in commercial runs of the seminar, I tell a story, a hypothetical conversation in the National Labor Relations Commission. in the business world, if you terminate somebody illegally, that person can sue you in the National Labor Relations Commission. And the hearing will go like this. Mr. Del Monte, this former executive of yours is claiming illegal dismissal. What is your response? Your Honor, we have a performance appraisal system. It's unsatisfactory, needs improvement. Good, very good. Outstanding. The individual was rated needs improvement. In Del Monte, if you get needs improvement twice, you're out. Okay? That means you're not interested to improve. So now, sasabihin ng commissioner, did you give the executive enough time? Did you inform the executive of his appraisal? Yes, Your Honor. He has a copy. Ito po, may pirma siya. So, step number one, appraise the individual in writing. And then show the individual the appraisal. Tell the individual to sign it. Not whether or not he agrees is not the issue. Sign it to say that you read it, that you received it. Okay. Next question, Commissioner. Did you give this executive enough time to improve himself? Opo, Your Honor, we have a second performance appraisal. 6 months later. Anong rating niya? NI pa rin ho. Ayon. Did you give a copy? Was the individual aware of this second appraisal? Opo, may pirma din ho siya rito. Okay, so that's how to terminate people. Then the commissioner will say, Mr. Executive, you have no case. Case dismissed. Okay, so what's point number one? Make sure the legal issues are well addressed. Okay, not that babalikan ka, but malay mo, makabalikan ka. So what do you need there? Kailangan may job description. Kanya nga, uuwi tayo sa job description eh. How can you fire? How can you tell me I'm not doing a good job? I don't even have a job description. Eh, talo ka na. Pag may job description ka, dapat may performance appraisal ka. Yun. So maliwanag sa akin what my job is. And then, you were appraising me of my performance. Oh, yun. You see, this is where the structure is vital. Okay? So, but when you do have to terminate, sa Del Monte, mag-terminate kami ganito. All right? My friend, you got two NIs in a row. That's too bad. It's time to part ways. Nothing personal. You know this, yes. I want your resignation letter right now, dated 30 days from now. And between now and 30 days from now, you have full-time job hunting. We will pay you. You don't have to show up in the office. However, if I need a meeting and you are the resource person, I expect you to join the meeting. Pero basically, hindi ka namin aasahan in the next 30 days. Unless may kailangan kami sa'yo. Obligado kang pumasok. But araw-araw, maghanap ka ng trabaho full-time. So that you will negotiate from a position of strength. You are not negotiating as an unemployed person. You are negotiating as an employed person. Okay. Now, what we want to do is we would rather you walked out of here instead of us throwing you out of here. Is that humane or is that humane? That is very humane. Oh, paano ka magagalit sa akin? Maski sinisanti kita, paano ka magagalit sa akin? Una-una, yung pagkasisanti mo, legal. Oh, pinakita ko sa iyo. Ina-praise kita, tatamad-tamad ka. Binigyan kita ng 6 months. Hindi ka nag-improve, ina-praise kita uli. Kung humingi siya ng certificate of employment, bibigyan namin kasi within those 30 days, he is employed. Oh. Hindi ba? Paano ka magagalit sa akin? Kanya wala akong tinerminate na tao na galit sa akin hanggang ngayon. Yung nga lang, hindi na ako binibigyan ng Christmas card. Pero pag nagkita kami sa supermarket o kaya sa airport, civil ang relationship. Oh, why am I sure? Ask me why. Because their wives are talking to me already. Okay? Hindi po ba gauge yan? Pag galit ka sa akin, mas galit yung wife mo sa akin. Pag yung wife mo hindi nagalit sa akin, sigurado ako hindi ka nagalit sa akin. Okay? When their wives began to talk to me at binabati na ako, alam ko, hindi na sila galit sa akin. You see? Because I protected the livelihood. I did not want their cash flow to be disturbed just because they were fired. You see? So, that's a humane way of getting rid of people. Okay? But you know what? It is your duty, boss. Because it is your duty to the church. Because the church is paying that person a salary to deliver value. If that value is not being delivered, hindi pwede yan. It is your duty to the individual. That person might flourish elsewhere. And for all you know, God is causing that termination process to occur so that God wants him or her elsewhere. And it is your duty to the rest of the team. You cannot allow mediocrity and demand excellence from the rest of the team if you are tolerating mediocrity in other parts of the team. Are you with me? So, pag klaro sa'yo yan, you can terminate with peace. Kanya to me, this is the strategy of minimum regret. How to terminate people and still fall, be able to sleep very well at night. You see? Because lahat ng tinerminate ko, walang masasabi. Walang masasabi sa akin. You see? Una, hindi nila ako mahabla kasi very clear. Pangalawa, at beyond the legal issue, in terms of the humaneness of the process, wala siyang masabi. Okay. Tapos ang session 4. Hang in there, brothers. Recharge. We're now on session 5. How to become a 5-star organizational leader. Number 1, make sure 5 structures and processes are in place. Number 2, cultivate influence, not authority. Number 3, develop a menu of leadership styles. Number 4, mentor, coach, then empower your people. Number 5, nurture the attitudes and values that create a winsome culture. Okay? I want you to underscore attitudes and values. Nurture attitudes and values. Attitudes and values, the sum total of attitudes and values that are held dear by an organization equals the culture of that organization. Okay? Culture is the sum total of attitudes and values held dear by an organization. Okay? So, hindi po automatic yan. You nurture those attitudes. And the implication there is you have the power to create a culture in your church. More power than you think. Okay? And you have direct influence over the culture of your church. Steve Merle has direct influence of the culture of our entire movement. But he's too far away. The person who holds the power to create the subculture in your church is you. Okay? Para mo sinabing the person who has the power to create the subculture in a family is the father, padre de familia. Ganun din yon. Okay? All right. Click the slide. When we cannot change a situation, we are forced to change ourselves. Choosing one's attitude in any given situation is the last of one's freedoms. Viktor Frankl, a Nazi concentration camp survivor. Okay? Click that slide. Therefore, nurturing the right attitudes towards yourself and others helps create an environment where a winsome team culture grows. So we need to do a very quick survey on attitude. First, attitude towards yourself. Rate yourself in 4 areas on a scale of 10, where 1 is the lowest. As a breadwinner, okay, rate yourself in a scale of 10. 1, you don't make enough money to feed your family and yourself. You have to borrow money. At 10, you make more than enough money to feed yourself and your family, help others, save for the future, give to charity, to tithe and missions, etc., etc. Scale of 10. 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Next, rate yourself in a scale of 10 as a worker in victory. Okay? 1 being the lowest. 1, you should be fired from the ministry for lousy work. And there is a question why you had to attend this seminar anyway. 10, you are the model. Every nation victory pastor. Okay? Rate yourself. Scale of 10. 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Pangatlo, as a citizen of the Philippines, scale of 10. 1 being the lowest. 1, you should be stripped of your Filipino citizenship and shipped to an island in the Indian Ocean, never to step back in this country again. Because you're such a lousy citizen. Okay? 10, You are the model Filipino, consider running for president one of these years, okay? 3 seconds, 1, 2, 3. Finally, as a person, scale of 10, 1 being the lowest, 1. There's a question as to why you were born. 10, you are the model human being. 3 seconds, 1, 2, 3. To prove that you have a positive attitude towards yourself, according to psychologists, the last rating must be the highest rating. Walang burahan. The last rating should be the highest rating. In fact, it should be a 10. Walang burahan. What I want you to do is not to erase what you rated yourself. If you rated yourself below 10, well, shame on you. What I want you to do is to cross it out. Don't erase it. Cross it out and write 10 beside it. That's an order. Obey your facilitator. Cross out whatever number you put there and write a 10. That's an order, okay? Now, I am absolutely sure you're a 10. Ask me why. Now, first of all, teka muna, yung rationale, okay? The reason why the last rating has to be a 10 is because the first three ratings are ratings of performance. They are measurable. I can measure you as a breadwinner by looking at your payslip. I can measure you as a worker by looking at your performance appraisal or asking your boss how good you are as a worker. I can measure you as a citizen by looking at your income tax return, your lack of NBI record, or your traffic violation, etc., etc. But as a person, you have inherent value. You don't have to perform to be a person. By virtue of being you, you are a 10. Because as a person, your value is inherent. It is intrinsic. And I'm absolutely sure you're a 10. Ask me why. Because God said so. Turn the page. Hindi pala, nandun pala eh. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Can you imagine executives hearing this from me at this time when I do this seminar? Because the exact same material I do with business people, okay? Now, we know this. This is the source of our self-esteem, okay? Let me ask you, who are we equal to? Who do we seem to be equal to in this verse? His son. Well, you know what? Lately, I've been thinking, Lord, did you make a mistake? Do I seem to be more valuable to you than Jesus? How come it's I who sinned, but it is Him you allowed to die? Lugi-lugi si Lord. Ano? Lugi-lugi. Of course, we know the answer. God's love. I love Pastor Sonny Waman. You guys know Sonny? He spoke on this verse once and he brought the house down. Sabi niya, tignan niyo naman mga kapatid. Hindi basta-basta son. Bigatin. Lobat na siya. Ang tagal nag-register ako eh. Bigatin. All right? So, you are 10 because the most significant person in the universe loves you unconditionally. How dare we become insecure? How dare I feel low self-esteem? How can I not empower people? Why should I be insecure? When the most significant person in the universe loves me unconditionally. Okay. A guy raises his hand, Alex, what if I don't believe in God? True story. In my seminar. Where will I get my self-esteem? I don't believe in this. How can I validate that I'm a 10? Oh, good question. Let's take God out of the equation. We are in a super ferry in the middle of the ocean. The super ferry is sinking. But because we're in the first class cabin, we are escorted to a lifeboat. We are 22, the operator, 23. 23 people. The lifeboat has a capacity of 50 seats. We clamber up the lifeboat. The lifeboat is lowered into the ocean. And 23 people, I'm the boat captain. Sabi ko, mga bata, row as fast as you can away from the sinking super ferry. So you guys are rowing, okay? Our problem is this. 200 people from the economy class na ubusan ng lifeboat. wala na lifeboat. They are swimming towards us frantically, trying to catch up with us while we are rowing away from them as fast as possible. My question to you is this. Who, we have 22, no? We have 28 more, sorry? We have 28 more seats left. Okay? So, but there are 200 people swimming towards us. My question to you is, who do we save? Who 28 do we save? We are obligated to save 28 people because there are 28 seats vacant. But there are 200 people swimming towards us. We cannot afford to allow them to catch up with us because they will all try to come up the boat and we will all capsize and all die. We are not obligated to sacrifice ourselves. I mean, if any of you want to sacrifice yourself for any of those people, go ahead. But we cannot put up more than 50 people in the boat. That's the point. Assuming none of us will sacrifice any of us, who 28 should we save? What is the parameter that we should use where, when we use it, we can sleep well at night? Our loved ones. None of our loved ones are part of the 200. Who should we save? Sorry? I don't know. Women and children, they are all men. Oh, taposin ko na yung example. They are all 35 years old. Kasi kung tatawagin nyo, senior citizen first. Eh, 35 years old lahat. I'm going to push the example to its ridiculous limit because I want to force the issue. Who should we save? Those who can catch up. Okay, first come, first serve. Mabuhay ang triathlete. Eh, to me, kasi pag sabi mong, oh, mga kasama, mag-tread muna kayo sa dagat. Habang nagte-tread kayo, we will run a survey. Rate yourself in a scale of 10. Eh, kasi kung self-appraisal yan, for my survival, lahat sila 10. So, it will not work. So, to me, I can live with first come, first served. I can sleep with that. Okay? Now, the first guy comes, sabi niya, pare, meron ba ako dyan? Oh, ikaw una rito eh. Triathlete eh. Pwede ba yung anak ko, asthmatic ko yun eh. Mahinang lumang ko eh. Pwede ba sa kanya na yung silya ko? Siyempre, ikaw may-ari nito eh. You can give it to whoever you want. So, he sacrifices his life for his son. We pick up his son. We pick 27 other people in, basta first come, first serve in 27 others. Okay? Can you live with that? I can live with that. The, sabi ko, pare, pikit mata. Ayoko makita niyo yung nalulunod yung mga 178 people. 72 people. Okay, kayo naman, sige. Di malayo na tayo. Save na tayo. Okay? Eh, syempre, mga pastor. So, we begin talking to the people who we saved. And we found out they're all drug dealers. Is that okay? Can you still live with it? Or we found out they're all ex-convicts. Can you still live with it? As a matter of fact, we found out some of them are escaped convicts. Can you still live with it? And why? People is people. Pare, God is not in the conversation. Even an atheist will agree with you. People is people. Even an unbelieving atheist will say, the life of a person is important. So, to me, any 28, okay na ako eh. Kasi, everyone is a 10. Are you with me? You are a 10. Everyone is a 10. Wala tayong mag-usapan sa God. Wala si God doon. Now, why is it important? I want you to say, I'm a 10. Tinatabad na kayo. Again, ha? I'm a 10. Others are 10s. Okay? If you don't consider yourself as a 10, you're wasting that resource. You're wasting the affirmation that is available to you. But, more importantly, you will never be able to consider other people as 10s. Now, alam mo implication nun? If other people are not 10, you will deal with them conditionally rather than unconditionally. You will deal with them according to how much money they have, how well they perform, or how efficient they are. Are you with me? You will not relate with them unconditionally. Okay? you will relate with them conditionally. Now, kung ganun ka, you will never be able to form strong relationships. And therefore, you cannot be able to influence people. If leadership is influence, and influence is cultivated by strong relationships, if you do not deal with people unconditionally, you will not be able to form strong relationships. Meaning you will not be able to influence people effectively. So it is important to consider yourself, Lord, in spite of me, I'm a 10. Wow, thank you so much. Now we have to apply to others. In spite of what the failures of others are, they are also a 10. Okay? Now bring this home. Honestly, Dad, will you give just a wee bit more affection to a child with a gold medal compared to a child with a green certificate, and the certificate was just for attendance and not for academic excellence? If you're like me, if you're honest, yeah, I'll be tempted. Eh, yun ang ibig ko sabihin. See, yung anak mong hindi gold medalist, pag nagkamali ka na hindi just ang rating mo sa kanya, pag narandaman niya yon, Dad is looking at me conditionally. Are you with me? The most intelligent person I ever met graduated from UP, magna cum laude, industrial management. Went to Stanford on a scholarship, MBA. Went to Carnegie Mellon on a scholarship, master's in industrial management. His dream to become CEO at the age of 30 of a major multinational company in the Philippines. He makes it. And in fact, by the age of 35, he has regional responsibility, Asia Pacific. I met him after this regional responsibility. The most intelligent person I've ever met. Pagkausap mo siya, ang talino niya, you could almost hear his brain work. He's a delight to have a conversation with. Napaka lucid. Now, the most intelligent person I've ever met. He was also the most insecure person I've ever met. I've never figured out why. How can you be insecure? Ang dami mong accomplishment, ang ganda ng credentials mo. Until one day, I found out by accident what might be the reason. I'm not sure this is the reason, but I am willing to bet 10 pesos. This is the reason, okay? His elder brother also graduated from UP. Summa cum laude. Is it possible that the parents gave the summa cum laude child just a wee bit more affection than the mere magna cum laude child? Is it possible? You know what? It's highly possible. I tell my children, it's nice if all of you became summa cum laude, but you know what? I will not increase my love for you more than 1%. And I would rather none of you failed in your classes, but if you did, I will not love you, my love for you will not be less. Because my love for you is based on your position, which is you're my child, regardless of your grade. So, ganun ang unconditional. You're a 10 regardless. Okay? Now, pag dumating yung anak mo at may failing grade, suck it up, Dad. It's not the end of the world, son. Lord, what did I go wrong with this kid? I mean, when your child senses that you love him because of his grades, wow, talo. Are you with me? On the other hand, if your child feels you love him or her anyway, regardless, Pariko, it is an immeasurable boosting of the self-esteem of that individual. Okay, so, ganyan po ang leadership na kailangan unconditional ang tingin mo sa iba, and it can only be unconditional kung ang tingin mo sa sarili mo, unconditional din. You like yourself not because of how much money you make or don't make. You like yourself not because of you're a great performer or that you're a great complier to the laws of the Philippines. You like yourself because God loves you. God likes you. So yun ang ano niyan. So self-attitude. Let's go to the next slide. What is your attitude towards others? Okay? I will give you 1.5 minutes to do this survey. 1 is not at all, and 5 is all the time. Ready? Go. All right. You have to work on all ratings 3 and below. Okay? Work on all ratings 3 and below. I'm doing this seminar with a high-powered group of people, 13 people. 12 are country managers of their respective countries in Asia-Pacific. Meron akong Pakistani, Bangladeshi, Indian. Meron akong New Zealander, Australian. Merong Taiwanese, Hong Kongese, mainland Chinese. Merong the ASEAN group, Malaysia, Thailand, Singapore, and of course, Philippines. There's only one woman, the Filipina, country manager of the Philippines. You know the brand. It's a big computer hardware company. I can't tell you the brand, but you know the brand. The 13th person is the Asia-Pacific Regional Vice President. We are in Tagaytay Highlands. The company decided they love golf, and golf is less expensive in the Philippines, so they all traveled here, and they were in Tagaytay Highlands, and they rented the log cabin of former President Erap Estrada. Wonderful log cabin. We were holding it in the big dining room. The Malaysian Chinese guy raised his hand. Alex, sabi sa akin, how do you develop a positive attitude towards others? Now, if you're a seasoned facilitator, you know, when that question is asked, the real question is, I have a negative attitude towards others. How can you fix it? But people ask questions disguising their own, siyempre, para hindi sila mapahiya. So ako naman, hindi ko siya hiniya. Sabi ko sa kanya, look at bullet number 3. We were on this slide. I readily forgive an offense to avoid becoming bitter. I said, bitterness will block a positive attitude towards others. If you are bitter, it will block a positive attitude towards others. So sabi niya, okay, I get that. How do you fix it? Sabi ko, you see, it's like this. If I'm working with this group of people and they offend me, and I feel so deeply offended, I withdraw from them and I promise myself I will never see them again, I will not work with them again, okay? And I will not forgive them. So I go and work with these better, nicer people here, okay? The longer I hold the grudge, the harder my heart becomes. And as we know, the harder the heart becomes, we fall into bitterness, okay? The problem with bitterness is this. I'm now working with these wonderful people here, but one day I go like this. Wait a minute. These people look like those people. In other words, my bitterness has clouded my vision. I'm now angry with every human being. Okay? Now, these guys have not offended me. But my bitterness is now, I'm drowning in my bitterness. So, sa kanila, ang magiging response nila is, ba't ganun si Alex? Ang hirap katrabaho. Kasi I now have a dysfunctional relationship with them because my bitterness is clouding my judgment. So sabi niya sa akin, okay, I get that. How do you solve it? Sabi ko, according to psychologists, if you want to free yourself from bitterness, you get a piece of paper and make a list of all the people who have offended you whom you have not yet forgiven. Sabi niya, I might need a lot of paper. Let's assume you have all the paper you need. You make a list as far back as you can remember. An offender, offenders who you have not yet forgiven. The bully in kindergarten. Okay? That's a long time ago. I'm now 45 years old. I'm still angry with him. The principal in high school, she embarrassed me in front of my barkada. And it's been a long time ago, but I'm still angry with her. My parents, when I was in school, they were so unreasonable and strict. You know, I'm so old already, I'm still bitter against them. Sanya, what do I do with the list, assuming I make that list? Sabi ko, according to psychologists, to free yourself from bitterness, this is secular, although it is also spiritual, you'll find out later, you revisit the core of your hurt. So it is a painful experience. You revisit the core of your hurt, and you release the person unilaterally. You make a unilateral decision. The bully in kindergarten, I hate him, But come to think of it, I will forgive him. I will release. Okay? I release you. The principal in high school, you revisit the core of your hurt. Alalahanin mo, ba't ka nasaktan? Anong ginawa niya? So it's a painful experience. And then you make a unilateral decision, I release. Okay? So, the guy told me, nalalaki mata niya, wait a minute, Alex, sabi sa akin, who can forgive this way? I go to the VP, Asia Pacific. I said, look, in your brief to me, this is true, that when they briefed me about my engagement with them, they told me, we've seen your resume, you're a former executive, and you're active in your church community. You cannot talk about God in our seminar because we are a secular U.S. company, and that's our policy. Okay. Hindi ko naman akalain we'll talk about God in the seminar. But sabi ko, Chief, right now there's a question on the table. I cannot answer it unless I talk about God. Because that's the only answer I have. Sabi niya, forget what I told you. I want to know the answer myself. Mukha rin bitter yung VP. And you know, brothers, I tell you, this happens every time I end up sharing the gospel. Okay? I say, okay, in my belief system, it goes like this. First, I declare, I'm a Christian. I follow Jesus Christ. And in my belief system, it goes like this. When I hurt my brother, I hurt God. We call it sin. If I offend my wife, I offend God. We call it sin. If I offend anybody, I offend God. We call it sin. And the penalty of sin is death, meaning we go to hell. But God loves us so much, He doesn't want us to go to hell. So He sent His Son Jesus to pay for the penalty of our sin. If we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we experience forgiveness. Okay? So, sabi ko, when you visit a Catholic or Christian church, that's why you see crucifixes and crosses. That is the symbol. Remember, I'm talking to Buddhists and Muslims and, okay? And then sabi ko, in answer to your question, who can forgive this way? It's people who have experienced the forgiveness of God. Those are the people who can forgive this way. You know what he told me? Alex, where did you learn this? Sabi ko sa kanya, from my Bible teacher. Sabi ko naman sa akin, will you give me his phone number? Sabi ko, why don't I give you my email address and let's talk after the seminar? He never got back to me. But you know, my seminars are pre-evangelistic. If that guy has a Christian friend and he goes home to Malaysia and that friend shares the gospel with him, bukang-buka puso nun. Okay? But for our purposes here, what I want to share with you is this. I know of no one who does not have any bitterness in his or her heart to one degree or another. Okay? Okay? Me included. Now, all I want to share with you is this. You and I need to deal with our bitterness so that our vision is not clouded. Because at the core of leadership is the ability to develop strong relationships. At the core of the ability to develop strong relationships is a positive attitude towards others. At the core of developing a positive attitude towards others is a forgiving heart. Okay? So, you do the math. At the core of great leadership is a forgiving heart. Okay? If you make a list of the iconic leaders in the world, to a man or woman, Christian or non-Christian, they are all great forgivers. Gandhi is a Hindu. He used turn the other cheek, a biblical Christian principle, to oust the British from India. It's called passive non-resistance. Okay? That is the turn the other cheek principle. Okay? Of course, Nelson Mandela, my great favorite example, he led South Africa into forgiving itself. He led the black people to forgive the white people. Okay? Now, Jesus, of course, the preeminent forgiver. So, pareko, I know we're all pastors here, but if you're like me, there is always bitterness. Sabi ng Bible, let no root of bitterness remain in your heart. Kasi as long as the root is there, tutubo yan eh. So, again, in your daily time with God, you need to deal with bitterness. Because if there's one thing that creates a negative attitude, it's bitterness. Pag bitter ka pare ganito, ang problema sa atin, kasi we work in ministry, we sometimes are blind to our own bitterness. Are you with me? But you know what? It is not hidden to other people. Our non-verbals betray the bitterness in our hearts. Pag bitter ka, ganito yan eh. Pare, huwag mo na isama si Kwan. Ang bigat dalin eh. Kasi pag pumapasok sa kwarto, parang nagpa-brown out eh. Dala-dala yung lagim niya. You know, yun ang bitter. I tell people, the best beauty secret on earth for men and women is a forgiving heart. Kasi kung hindi ka bitter, ganito ang response ng tao sa'yo. Okay yan, ha? I don't know why I like that person. Basta ang gaang niya eh. Ang gaang dalin. Yun yun eh. I mean, Jesus was attracting people to Him. Alam mo bakit? Eh, paano? Ang gaang eh. Ang gaang ni Lord eh. Eh, si the great forgiver. Are you with me? Okay. You know, great leadership is within the narrative of the Christian person. Because we are supposed to forgive. Because we are forgiven. Kanya, in theory, lamang tayo dapat dyan. Lamang tayo dapat. But the question is, lamang ba tayo talaga? Or are we just like the world? Okay? Click that slide. When you have a positive attitude towards yourself and a positive attitude towards others, you know what? You're gonna have the ground for a magnetic culture in your organization. You can actually collaborate. You can focus on collaboration and not combat, because conflict is inevitable, but combat is optional. Many people, many leaders have varicose veins of the neck screaming collaboration, collaboration, collaboration. Most organizations have a lot of collaboration, except that it is token collaboration. Pare, mag-collaborate naman tayo. Hindi ko, ayoko nung pakitang, baka may masabi si boss na hindi ako nag-collaborate sa'yo. There's too much tokenism, as in insincerity. Kanya nga po, walang real collaboration. I'd like to believe Victory is an exception there. Because I'm well, 10 years now sa Victory, but I've been to other churches and I've had experience and observation, and I have to praise God. I mean, there's a lot more genuine collaboration in Victory than in other churches that I've had the privilege to observe. Okay, so what you want is a culture that where the leaders have a positive attitude towards themselves and a positive attitude towards others. It is absolutely attractive. Okay. You will tend to be accepting of people. People will feel welcome at magaang ang dating, hindi siya mabigat. Pag bitter ka, mabigat pa rin dating eh. Kanya ko ini-emphasize ito kasi ikaw ang leader eh. Yung dating mo, verbal and non-verbal, will invent and propagate the culture in your church. Okay? Click that slide. I want you to get a partner. Yung katabi mo, partner mo, pwede na. Get a partner, we will have an exercise on how combative are you. Get a partner, okay? All right. Everybody ready? Everybody has a partner? Okay. I want you all to stand up. Sophie, will you come here, please? I want you all to stand up, and I need a partner to demonstrate something. Sophie, will you come over here, please? Does everyone have a partner? Okay, good. Okay? Now... So we stand here. Are you familiar with this? What is this? Okay. This is one point. That is one point. Okay? This is a competition among pairs. In 10 seconds, paramihan ng points. Are you ready? And go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Time! Okay, now. How many got 50 points or above? 40 points and above. Ilang kayo? 40? Total? 60. What did you do? Pakita nga. Paano ko yung naka-60 dyan? So 8 lang. No, I'm talking about 50 points. Combined. Okay, sit down. Everybody sit down, okay? The record in my seminar is about about 54. It went like this, okay? Yeah, mabilis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Big hand for Sophie, please. Thank you, Sophie. What did you do? I know what you did. Okay, now, in fairness to me, I said get a partner. I did not say get a competitor. Number one. Number two, I said this is a competition among pairs, not between partners. Oh, what happened? Nung sinabi kong, alam mo ba to? Ah, thumb wrestling, papatayin ko to. Eh, ba't mo papatayin yan? Partner mo yan eh. Now, if you want to feel better, I failed this test together with my wife. I was trying to break her thumb and she me. And then our facilitator shared the principle. I never forgot it. Sabi niya, you can never regulate a problem until you are aware of it. The exercise was designed to show you to yourself how by nature, not only are you sinful, you are combative and competitive by nature. See? No. So how can you be collaborative? Well, you have to be aware. You are too combative and you are too competitive. So in the culture of your church, you have to be aware of this so that you promote collaboration rather than competition. Ayon. Yun lang po yun, okay? Promote collaboration rather than competition. And the people in the church, they are teammates. Those are not enemies. They are brothers and sisters. So ang tanong ko sa'yo, as a senior pastor, as a leader, what do you emit? What signals do you emit? Do you emit signals of competition and cutthroatness? Or do you emit signals of collaboration? And I tell you, Victory is one of those churches where we promote collaboration. Example, ha? Typical, pag nagpunta isang pastor sa isang church, inimbita siya ng senior pastor ng church na yon. Anong unang gagawin? As a habit, pupurihin yung pastor ng church na yon. At sasabihin sa congregation, magpasalamat kayo, napakagaling ng senior pastor ninyo. And kinikilabutan ako when I hear it. That is fantastic. And it is such a loving culture. And I'm amazed. I've never seen that. And it is a pattern I've seen. I used to be with the Ford, then I went to Festival Mall, and now I'm with Acacia. Whether it's local pastors or visiting pastors, the pattern is the same. Pinupuri ninyo ang mga kapatid ninyo, kapwa, pastor ninyo. And that's unbelievably fantastic. Okay? So, this collaborative spirit has to be sustained. And the key is, what do I emit? What signal do I emit as a leader? Do I encourage people to collaborate? Or do I encourage people to compete with one another? And I just want to encourage you, continue the practice of praising other people in front of the congregation, because the signal you give to the congregation is, wow, there's a brotherhood. There is a... And, you know, I never hear, oh, mabuti lang, our congregation is growing faster than the other congregation of Victory. I never heard that. Because that will be competitive rather than collaborative. And it will be destructive. Okay. Slide. Once you get onto this positivity, yeah, just learn to ask for forgiveness and learn to forgive. Okay. It's the attribute of humility and magnanimity, okay? The habit of humility and magnanimity. Okay, it's 3:32. What am I doing here? All right. May oras pa ako. Before I became president in Del Monte, I didn't like the VP HR. I don't know why. He didn't like me either. And he did not know either. Then it was told me I was going to be president. Meaning, he will report to me. So, sa liblo ko, patay ka ngayon. It will be effective Monday. It was announced Friday. So, over the weekend, I was salivating on notions of inflicting untold misery on this adversary of mine. Okay? Now, of course, as a child of God, God does not allow us to do this. Over the weekend, as I'm doing my quiet time, God, the Holy Spirit is impressing upon me, not a nice thing to think about, Alex. Lord, 1 month lang. Not a nice plan, Alex. Lord, 1 week, upahan ko lang, Lord. Not a nice thing to do, Alex. I walk into my office on Monday, I know exactly what I have to do. I'm in my new presidential office. I have my presidential throne, or at least that's how I want to look at my swivel chair. There are two seats in front of my presidential table where mere mortals sit. They are called visitor's chairs, all right? Betsy, my secretary, call Jimmy, the VP HR. Yes, sir. The first executive to be summoned to the new president's office. So I'm standing there, sitting down, enjoying an arrogant SOB, all right? Then Jimmy comes in, like a true blue Filipino who knows his politics. Stands up straight. Congratulations, boss, on your new promotion. Celeblue goes, sip, sip! But that doesn't come out of my mouth. I'm supposed to be godly. Jimmy, plastikan din lang. Please sit where mere mortals sit, all right? He's there where mere mortals sit. I am on my presidential throne. And I want this movie to extend as long as possible. But God, I know what God wants me to do. I dethrone myself and sit where mere mortals sit. And I am facing Jimmy. And I go, Jimmy, I need your support. You have our support, Alex. All of HR is behind you. Sip, sip, I told myself. I mean, how can I blame Jimmy? I would probably have done the same if the roles were reversed. I continue. I said, Jimmy, I know we have not gotten along well in the past. Silence from Jimmy. I continue. Jimmy, I know I have offended you in the past. More silence from Jimmy. And then I went for it. I said, Jimmy, will you forgive me? Now, dati mga lalaki, masyado malagkit yan. It's too awkward. So Jimmy says, Alex, there's nothing to forgive. In other words, finorgive na niya ako. Tayong mga lalaki, we cannot show emotion. So he extends his hand, I grab it, I shake, and he walks out as soon as he can. Mahirap na, baka mag-lips to lips pa kami ron. A relationship is restored. And you know what? We find out why we hate one another's guts. Because we're exactly the same. Deep convictions and passionate about our convictions. We're not going to let anyone get in the way of our convictions. But we become like this. We are so close. Hindi Christian ang Jimmy. But you know, and he does not like to hear the gospel. Okay? And he knows. I mean, if he gives me that bit of an opening, I will share the gospel with him. But I know over the years, by the way, on the third year of my being president and Jimmy was working for me, we win Employer of the Year. The third time in 25 years, Del Monte is Employer of the Year. And the third time is during my watch as president. I mean, how sweet can life be? Okay? Because Jimmy and I are like this. We are so close. When he retired and I retired, he's older than me. I retired early. He retired full term. He would call me and say, Lex, Starbucks naman tayo. Miss na kita, pare. I mean, we're all as if we're gay. We're not gay. We're straight guys, all right? I mean, ganon talaga. I'll tell you how close we were, okay? His elder brother, Eddie, had terminal lung, ano, COPD? Yung COPD, no? Yung, ang tawag doon? Yeah, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, okay? And Eddie was failing. Jimmy gives me a call. Sabi niya, Lex, have you heard about Eddie? Yes, I know. How is he? Parang not too well. Sabi niya, Lex, can I ask you to pray for Eddie? Wow. Of course. What do you want me to pray for Eddie for? Would you know? Would you believe, sabi niya sa akin, pare, pwede ba sabihin mo kay God, kunin na niya? Nakakaawa eh. O sabi ko, pare, ganito, stay on the phone, I want you to pray with me. Okay? And we will ask God to take Eddie home. So through the phone, I shared the gospel to Jimmy. Hopefully, I mean, the Holy Spirit will share it with Eddie. I mean, I have no way of reaching Eddie. Now, Lord, I pray that Eddie has opened his heart to your son. I pray he has realized we are sinners and, you know, we have no chance. I pray Eddie realizes that you love him so much, you sent Jesus. So I shared the gospel through to Jimmy as a prayer for Eddie. And then the next day, namatay ang Eddie. Magaling ako magpray pagpapatay eh. Yung pagpapagal, mahina ako sa... Marami akong pinagdasal na papagal, natutuluyan din eh. Meron pa nga akong pinagdasal eh, sabi niya, may biopsy bukas, sana benign. So nakahiga siya. So pinagdasal namin, kasama ko pa yung D group ko eh. Yung discipleship group ko, sabi-sabi kami. Eh, ang nabanggit ko ba naman, Lord, let the autopsy be okay. Mr. Biopsy. Autopsy. Pati yung may sakit natawa. Ano, Alex, buhay pa ako. Ba't mo ako pinapa-autopsy? Biopsy. Mr. Biopsy, autopsy na, sabi ko. So anyway. You know, the relationship was restored and guess what happens when the grapevine picks up that the president is humbling himself to ask for forgiveness when he offends his direct reports? I can write a book entitled, How to Offend Others. I'm a speaker like you. The problem with us pastors and speakers, mabilis yung bibig eh. See? So, eh, ako lalo na. Mabilis yung bibig, bago yung utak. So, we tend to offend others verbally. I can write a book on how to offend people. But I can also write a book, by the grace of God, how to ask for forgiveness from people you offend. So I have a track record in the company. I have offended more VPs than any other president alive. But I've also asked for forgiveness from more VPs than any president alive. In my despedida, you know, what happens is it becomes cultural. Wow, if the president is humbling himself, asking for forgiveness from people he offends, who am I not to forgive? Not to humble myself, to ask for forgiveness from my subordinates if I offend them. Ang lakas ng presyo niya, bababa. During my despedida, one of the brand managers said, Alex, thank you very much for what you did for Del Monte. But there's one thing you did that I don't like very much. You have raised the bar on asking for forgiveness from others. And it has put pressure on me. I know my people, sarap na mga tao to ha. I know my people are waiting for me to ask for forgiveness from them. I have not been able to do so. But this is my parting gift to you. I will. Wow. See? Now, cultural yun, pare. It starts from the leader. Pag, tignan mo tayo, pare. Konti lang ang igumenyak sa victory. Kasi Steve Merle, such a humble man. Eh, yun ang value eh. It cascades down. You see? It cascades down. That's why the culture is like this. In this movement. Learn to forgive. Okay? From humility to magnanimity. Okay? We won best in marketing. Del Monte. Okay? So, AIM, Japan Airlines, and World Executive Digest. Meron silang company awards. And nanalo kami, best in marketing. Okay? The protocol is when the MC says, Del Monte, Philippines, best in marketing, the president stands up and goes to the functional vice president, meaning the vice president for marketing. Ako yun, vice president for marketing. And together, they will walk to the podium and accept the award from none other than President Cory Aquino. Big deal. The president of the country awarding the plaque. They will pose for pictures, say thank you, say a few words, then go back to their seats. Okay? So we were in Intercon Ballroom many years ago. Okay, buhay pa si Cory. The night was there. Bit-bit ko pare, marketing, sales, advertising agency, ang pala ko, bit-bit ko. Because as a marketing man all my life, this is Oscar Awards night, Famous Awards night. This is my 15 minutes worth of fame. I finally arrived. Okay? My boss, his name is George Error, as in typographical. old-time employee of Del Monte, but new in the Philippines, 2 weeks old in the Philippines. Okay, so we were there in our best barongs and or suits. Del Monte Philippines, best in marketing. George Ero stands up, walks straight to the podium, accepts the plaque from Cory Aquino, faces the cameras, thanks the audience and the judges, and goes down. There's something wrong with the picture. Let's do an instant replay. Del Monte Philippines, best in marketing. George Ero stands up, forgets to drop by a certain VP marketing named Alex Castillo. He forgets it. He goes straight to the podium. My 15 minutes worth of fame has disappeared. Ang asar ko talaga. I found out how arrogant I am. Sabi ko, ano ba naman to? Christian na ako niyan, ha? So, the next morning, I get a call. Please see Mr. Error. So I go to Mr. Error's office. Sit down. Sabi niya sa akin, Alex, you have a dumb boss. Sa libro ko, yes. But what came out is the plastic Christian words. Don't worry about it, George. It's okay. Extends his hand. I grab it. We shake. I go. I forgave George Ero. Yeah, right. Took me 8 months to forgive George Ero. And I struggled. Because every time I see him, naiinis ako. Lit-lit naman bagay na. Tandaan mo yung procedure na yun. Nakalimutan mo pa. Well, you know, how can I forgive if I can't forget? Eh, sabi ng Bible, and their sins I shall remember no more. So I asked the Lord, what did you do, God? Did you inflict upon yourself divine Alzheimer's? What does that verse mean? Well, you know what that verse means. I have damning evidence against you, Alex, but I decide not to use it. Okay? I didn't forget it. The divine hard drive never crashes. God made a unilateral decision not to use evidence against me because Christ has paid for my sins. So sabi ko, okay, I get that. I don't have to forget in order to forgive. But I don't feel like forgiving. Well, you know, I found out na patigasan lang ng ulo yan. Okay? If you insist on forgiving someone and your heart does not want to forgive, well, as we say in Victory, fake it until it becomes real. Okay? Now, I found a better solution. I call it aggressive forgiveness. And this healed me. What it is very simple, and you know it too. I began to pray for George Error and his health and his wealth and his wife and his children. I began to pray for his soul. And that's what healed me. Na aggressive forgiveness is also otherwise known as love. But I want to use aggressive forgiveness because the only way I will heal is I will pray for you. I'm going to start praying for you. Buisit, you know. And every day I'll do it. Because when I wake up, I hate George Ero. Then I have to fight it. I love George Ero. I hate George Ero. I love George Ero. I hate George Ero. I forgive George Ero. Alam mo yan, it's a spiritual battle. But you know what wins is aggressive forgiveness. When you begin to pray for your adversary, alam mo, your heart will heal much better. Why am I spending time with this? Alam mo, kalimutan mo na lahat yung tinuro ko sa'yo. If you are able to deal with your bitterness and you are able to cultivate a forgiving heart, that's about 80% of leadership effectiveness. Okay? I mean, magkamali ka na sa readiness level, magkamali ka na kung trained ba ito, o mentor or coach. If you cultivate a forgiving heart, my goodness, your effectiveness as a leader will be amazing. Not only because of you personally, but what you will model to other people. Click that slide. Because leadership becomes inspirational when it is sacrificial. You sacrifice your selfishness in the service of others. You sacrifice your agenda in the service of others. You know, hey folks, I can't sweeten the message. Leadership is not a position. It is a service. Provided by leaders. Leadership is not a position occupied by leaders. It is a service provided by leaders. Kanya nga po servant leadership eh. Okay? I mean, Jesus did not have an office, but he had service. Okay? So, servant leadership is understanding, wow, I am a servant. And what service do I provide? You know what? It's leadership. And when you look at leadership as a service, parang very quickly you will improve in your leadership because you're providing a service. So, what is the quality of my leadership service to this organization? Am I doing well? Am I not doing well? Okay. Give me a slide. The leader as cultural model. You are the model. Your personal values and behaviors will create and propagate a specific culture in your team. Your people will see what they see you do. You can't really teach what is right unless you do what is right. We know that intuitively. I'll give you another one-sentence parenting seminar. Are you ready for it? A one-sentence parenting seminar. Teach your children well. Where necessary, use words. Teach your children well. Where necessary, use words. It speaks about the power of modeling. Okay? And it is your modeling that is more powerful than your preaching. Are you listening to me, pastors? Your modeling is more powerful than your preaching. I'll give you a ridiculous example. Okay? Father to children. Mga anak, paglaki nyo, sana huwag kayong mag-smoke kasi alam mo, masama ang nicotine sa lungs. Did you know that the half-life of nicotine in the lungs is 40 years? Therefore, the full life is 80 years. So, sana paglaki nyo, huwag sana kayong mag-smoke. I mean, you can make a speech on why children should not smoke. But if you're smoking, the modeling will destroy the preaching. Are you with me? The children of alcoholics hate, despise their alcoholic parents. Okay, listen carefully. Children of alcoholics despise their alcoholic parents. It's understandable because of the damage, the humiliation, and the problems that an alcoholic parent can inflict. Now, listen carefully. Apart from divine intervention, children of alcoholics become alcoholics because of the power of modeling. Yan po yun. The power of modeling. Did an alcoholic father tell his children, mga anak, paglaki nyo, magsitoma kayo? Wala eh. The life of the alcoholic, the modeling is so deep. Ang model kasi sa Greek, this is clay. You press a signet ring, it makes a mark. The model, the imprint is so deep. Ang hirap shake off. Okay. What else did I want to say? All right. Give me a slide. Modeling principle. I want you to do this at home. List down what you do that you want your people to do also. Continue the behavior. List down what you do that you don't want your people to do. Discontinue the behavior. And you can bring it to your family. List down what you do that you want your children to do also. Continue the behavior. List down what you do that you don't want your children to do. Discontinue the behavior. Okay? The power of modeling. Like it or not, you are trapped. You are trapped. You're the leader. Your personal modeling will impact your church. Wala kang lusot dyan, boss. Wala kang lusot dyan. Kanya nga, I have to behave myself as a pastor. Kasi my life will impact my church more powerfully than my preaching. Okay? Okay, give me a slide. May natitira pa ba? All right. What values motivate you and your team? Mayroon pa ba ako? Mayroon pa. Huwag muna. Apurado. Kau na nga rito, Sophie. Okay. Joke only. These motivators are ranked at random. Right now. I want you to rank your top three. By putting 1, 2, or 3 under the blank rank column. Okay? One to three only. Top three, your top three. I want to see your top three. Put one, two, or three. Ito naman eh, pwede mo nang baguhin ito pag uwi mo. Pero, ngayon lang, I want to see what your top three is. Put one, two, or three. Top five ba sa'yo? Three. Top three lang. I'll tell you why. One more minute. Top three. Okay. I'll show you the top three motivators valued by employees on a survey. All right, number one, challenging and interesting work. Number two, recognition from superiors. Number three, a sense of belonging or feeling of being involved. Okay? Now, what's my point? My point is very simple. You can motivate your people as a leader easier than you think. Because the top three motivators have nothing to do with money. Okay? The top three motivators have nothing to do with money. I mean, challenging or interesting work, but by virtue of our mission, it is already challenging, reaching the world for Christ. But napakadaling gawing challenging or interesting ng work, dagdagan mo lang, taasan mo lang yung goal, or iklian mo lang yung panahon na challenging na and interesting. You, well within your power is to make work interesting or challenging. Recognition, that's well within your power. Good work, isang text dito, isang topic dyan, connection activity, it's well within your power to recognize people. Filling up the affirmation box, very easy. And sense of belonging or feeling of being involved. If you have a staff meeting and you download to the staff every week what is going on in every nation as a whole, for example, they will have a sense of belonging. Okay? Ang tinuturo ko nga, kung gusto mong to promote a sense of belonging, include mo ang mga tao mo sa belonging. Okay? The official chismax. So what's going on in the church? What's going on in the movement? And they feel, wow, hindi ako itsipwera kasama ko. Yun lang, madali. Okay? What's my point? All of these you can do on your own without any money. Because compensation and benefits is number four. Job security is number five. Okay? So, how many of you have any of these three in your top three? How many of you have any of these three in your top three? Okay? How many of you have compensation and benefits in your top three? Compensation and benefits in your top three. Voila. What a spiritual bunch of people. Okay? All right. So, HR has told me if they don't raise their hands, Alex, please tell me because they will not get their increases this year because since money is not important to them anyway. I'm just joking. Just joking. All right. Good. Take 10 minutes. We're doing very well, thank God. Take 10 minutes. We'll go to our home stretch.